Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're getting a lot of fluke talk, talking about our Dallas Mavericks here, as they were just a couple of games shy of the NBA Finals. Was it a fluky run? 877-881-1053. It's the G-Bag Nation on a Friday, a Memorial Day weekend Friday. It is fantastic to have you with us on the heels of a Mavs loss, season ender. We will bring some fun. We'll bring a reprieve. Gavin Dawson, Lucius Alexander out on a well-deserved vacation day. And we'll get the whole band back together on Tuesday. But we appreciate you rocking with us. Send you into the weekend on fire. Great show planned here. But fluke boys. Charles Barkley, I think, was tossing that word around. And I don't know. It seems a little disrespectful to say that, though I do understand the concept of very improbable and in its current configuration, extremely unlikely, I would say, to duplicate.
Right. I mean, look, I think that Chuck was getting at the Atlanta run last year. Nobody saw what was going to happen here with this Mavs run. We've certainly talked about it, that once they acquired Dinwiddie, the way he was playing, when you have a guy like Luka Doncic, this did start to give us vibes of that 2011 team, where you have the one superstar, Luka, i.e. Dirk in 2011, and then a supporting cast of role players, even though this team not nearly as talented as the one that won the championship. But it started to give us a little bit of those vibes. But here's what Chuck had to say last night after the game on TNT.
Well, they got to get a lot better. This year, to me, this is kind of a fluke, because next year, they're not Phoenix. I don't know what they're having to Phoenix, but they're not going to be better than Denver, because Denver's going to get everybody back healthy. You know the Lakers are going to do something. They're not going to be better than the Warriors. So they got, to me, they're going to have to
make a team like the Clippers.
What you say?
The Clippers.
The Clippers is my favorite in the next year is going to be the Clippers. When they get Kawhi and Paul George back with all the trades they made. So the Mavericks, as I told you last year about the Atlanta Hawks, I said that was fool's gold last year. That was more of a Philadelphia meltdown than the Hawks beating them. And to me, it's the same thing this year with the Mavs. It was really more of a Phoenix Suns meltdown. But they got a long way to go to be a contender, in my opinion.
I think it's a ridiculous statement. I mean, I think to assume that all those teams are just going to be better than the Mavericks is ridiculous. To me, Denver's always one of those teams that underperforms. In the regular season, they're good. They never really do much in the postseason. I get Jamal Murray's a stud. Jokic is a stud. Awesome. They never scare me in the playoffs. The Clippers always find a way to get banged up and underperform as well, right? And the Lakers are old as hell. And Anthony Davis can't stay healthy.
And they're a pain in the ass.
Neither can LeBron lately either. So, I mean, I don't know how you can assume any three of those teams are going to necessarily just be better than the Mavericks, especially if the Mavs add a piece. And, you know, Tim McMahon wrote a great article in ESPN Today, who does an excellent job of covering the league and the Mavericks, and he quoted an Eastern Conference source as saying he believes the Mavericks are literally a player away from winning an NBA championship. So when you have Luka Doncic, who's as young as he is and is already a three-time first-team All-NBA player and is now taken this team to the conference finals with a roster that we really don't think is super deep and, I mean, really doesn't have a second stud, I really don't see how you can look at this and think it's a fluke.
Well, I I think when you're talking about the roster as currently constructed, you just gave reasons as to why it was a huge surprise. There's not a ton of depth. There's not that second star. There's certainly not the rim protector. And I think when the Eastern Conference scout is saying they need one more player, is that what he's referencing? They need a guy who can be a rebounder and a rim protector. I know Mark Cuban feels that way. We'll play some sound from him here in a little bit, but we also have Nico Harrison, who's speaking with the media, saying the exact same thing. Hey, we got to get a rim protector. We got to get a guy who can rebound, because that was a huge problem for them in this series. And that's something that is very obvious, and it's not necessarily the hardest thing in the world to go get somebody that can do a little rim protection for you, get some rebounds for you. And it seems like they are going to be, like, that sounds like, from a team building standpoint, that seems like priority number one for them. But if you just ran this team back, you wouldn't put the beard on the line, Walchuk, to go that they'd go to the Western Conference Finals if it's this team is currently constructed. So, like, I get it. Like, I get what you're saying. You're not going to be the 4 seed and go into the 1 seed and win in 7 games. That is not that you're not, but it's the percentages are very small enough to where you wouldn't put your beard or your balls on the line. And that's understandable.
I mean, yeah, but what are we saying here then? What was fluky? I mean, what's the fluke? Like, we
it's a one-time thing, and it's never happening again with this team.
No, it's not fluke. And you know, and let's be honest. If you look at this season the way it went, I feel like that Jason Kidd and this staff, it took almost to the 34th game of this season before they figured this thing out. They lost against Sacramento, 95-94. Mm-hmm. It made the team 16-18. But they got an evaluation of what they were. The first half of the season. You know, if you look at that, when they lost that, it was a December 29th game. And they lost that game, and then we're about to flip the calendar. And once they flipped the calendar, things switched for them. I think that's where when Jason Kidd said, okay, this is what I have. These are the players I have. This is where I need to have the buy-in and stuff like that. You know, they didn't start off well. Like I tell you, they were 16-18 after that Sacramento game. And all of a sudden, it's like they didn't lose back-to-back games. You know, it was like, you know, I mean, they had one time where they lost, but it was, you know, they didn't have, like, early in the season, they had games where they lost 3 straight games. Phoenix and the Clippers, Washington, Cleveland, New Orleans, Memphis. They lost games, like, back-to-back. They weren't doing that in the second half of the season or when the calendar flipped. So to me, the players, the buy-in, you know, the coaches saw what they had and they said, okay, these are the adjustments we have to make. This is what we're going to have to be. This is why we're going to have to play defensively, scheme-wise. You know, I don't think it was fluky at all. This was one of the better defensive teams in the league when it came down to it. And it wasn't like better defensive team against all like the team. They couldn't beat Orlando or the Knicks or any of those. They beat good teams along the way.
Yeah, sure. They did.
So it's not fluky. It's not fluky to go out and win four out of five against the Suns.
Yeah.
That's not fluky. That's a you know, and you can say what you want that Utah was fractured and all that crap. No.
I agree.
That this team, that you don't beat those teams being fluky.
And it's damn hard to make it to the conference finals, but no. I mean, you should expect Luka to be better. If this team doesn't improve in the offseason, then we got a Mark Cuban issue, and yeah. I think that he absolutely is going to do everything he can to improve the team in the offseason.
In the sports mix, we got the sports mix coming up, and I want to get to that because I got a question.
So
about
they
that
should
one.
Be in the conversation
yeah,
next
exactly.
year.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, boys, let's send things over to Peyton Russell and the Pimp Cup. It's time for the G Bag of the Day.
Gentlemen, hey, what's going on?
Man, doing well.
Just fighting in here. That's all.
Look, I know the Mavs kind of brought you down, brought us. I know you were happy with that.
I was not happy about that at all.
But look, I think they're ahead of time. You know, Luka's 23.
Let's hope.
We'll be fine.
Couldn't pay my bar tab at 23.
G-Bag of the Day is brought to you by CBD American Shaman, shoptexascbd.com. And guys, we start off with Zamboni. Is that the guy's name we came up with?
I think yes. So.
The play-by-play for the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate for the Washington Nationals. He got a little excited about this double play call.
Isn't that
Oh, hot shot in the middle. Tip by the Glover Collins. What a flip by Rivera. Duquesne to first. Oh, baby.
I told you.
Bring that defense. Flashing the leather like a nudist colony. Sewing kangaroo wallets. Unbelievable. Knock the glove off the air. Rivera, Peña, Bossier.
So good.
I told you so.
You would tune in every night to listen to that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. Even if it is,
I mean, he has one every week, it seems like.
I found out, I think this guy has actually been calling Big 12 tournament championship games. I heard him went on a TCU, Texas yesterday.
Oh.
He's been calling some of those out at Globe Life Field.
Oh.
So not exciting calls out there, but I think he saves it for his actual job. But yeah.
All right.
Man.
As well.
Yeah, he's a legend. He's a legend. Deserved champion. All right, who's the competitors today, Peyton?
So we're going to get a little hockey in here. Team Great Britain. It's a short clip here, but this is how Team Great Britain in hockey the other day pumped up their team before the game.
As Matthew said, be fucking brave. Take it to these guys. Come on, boys.
Okay.
I guess that's how they do it out there in the UK.
Heck yes, they do.
Was that a bleeped C word that I heard there?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that word is. Don't think I can say it again.
Yeah, no, you can't say that, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Get a drink thrown in your face, say that one.
That'll get you fired up, man. Yeah. That'll get you fired up. Maybe that's what Steve Kerr's doing in the halftime locker room for the Warriors, and they come out like gangbusters there the second half every time.
British hockey, huh?
I guess so.
British hockey? It was the World Championships or something. It's other countries as well. But, that's how they,
I like it. Yeah.
They do it.
Yeah.
They go hard.
We got another one here, guys. This lady was calling into the Paul Feinbaum show.
Oh, these are the best.
Yeah, we know Paul.
Paul's good.
And it was two gentlemen that were actually filling in for him as he was off this weekend. And she had no idea who these people were.
Okay.
Yeah, one more call before we go to the break. Nanette?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You're on live with the Paul Feinbaum show.
Okay. Am I on right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, who am I talking to?
Richard Johnson, Spencer Hall, not Paul. Paul's off this week.
Yeah, Paul's off. We're holding down the fort.
Okay, now who am I talking to again?
That's Richard Johnson and Spencer Hall.
Okay, well, I see two different dudes on TV.
That is correct, ma'am.
That's us. We look good, live and in living color.
We do look good.
Okay, so I'm talking to them right now.
That's correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, 45 man. Seconds gone.
She
just
was
like
laboring
that.
Through Jeez, that.
I would have.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, you might have to just drop that one.
I admire their patience, though. Good for them. They're like, we're gonna let this lady get off her SEC takes.
Well, she's
football takes.
She's one of those callers that she's watching the show as she's calling in.
Yeah.
So she can see her graphic, her name pop up at the bottom.
She's so confused.
And she's like, why is this isn't Paul? This is the usual bald headed guy with the glasses that I'm calling to every other day.
Oh,
he has got a heck of a following down there in Birmingham.
Oh,
I mean,
he
has got, I mean, it is like a must listen.
Put a scam
Newton
jersey on a Bear Bryant statue. You know what I did?
That's strong stuff. All right, Peyton, thank you very much. Let's see. I'm going to just go with the reigning champ here. I think he deserves another one.
Okay.
Who are you going with, Peyton?
Oh, I'm going next. You know what? Give me Team Great Britain.
All right. You like the vulgarity, Broadus.
Paul Feinbaum.
Oh.
I'm going with the reigning champ.
Going with the reigning champ? All right. There it is, by a score of 2-1-1. It is our favorite Fredericksburg minor league play-by-play man.
The Zamboni.
Thank you. The Zamboni, the legend that is. All right, a Friday in the G-Bag Nation. We have Krusty's Corner coming up next. Where are we headed, Broadus?
Yeah, it's Friday. Like you said, it's the sports mix. We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event. and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.